Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest podcast show on earth.
Hi, everybody. It's your favorite co-host, Humble Hobo. Wait, humble doesn't quite go with favorite, does it? Anyway, it's your co-host, Gunky. And welcome to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. And as always, here's my lovable, lovely, wonderful, likable,
keep going.
Beautiful,
all right,
kind. did I say conceited? Humble, I meant humble. My co-host, Jezzy.
Hey there, Gunky. Hi, listeners.
Hi, Jez. I missed you.
I missed you.
And by the way, listeners, this is our we're going to call it the WCA wrap-up podcast because, well, we didn't have the personal tour around the WCA that we thought we were going to have. Somebody kind of forgot to do interviews. who would that have been? My lovable busy co-host?
Yes, I dropped the ball. I'm so sorry, guys.
Dropped the ball. You dropped like a bowling ball.
I did. I was thinking I'd go in and, you know, do all this stuff, and I just got a little busy.
Okay.
Got a little crazy.
Well, we apologize to our listeners for not taking you along for the ride, but we're going to provide a little wrap up for you.
Yeah.
And Miss Jazzy's gonna lead that charge, I think. But I'll be here to ask her questions and needle her and find out. First of all, I want to find out, where's my credit card?
Oh, your credit card.
Yeah.
What's it look like?
It's, you know, rectangular, plastic, has a little stripe on the back. Says Gunky on it. It's right. It's right there in your wallet.
Oh yeah. The company called and they said they need some add more money into your account.
I'm tapped out. That's it. I don't have no more money.
The strip thing is all worn out too. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Well, sounds like you had a good time.
Great time.
And you were busy.
I was busy. You want to hear how busy I was?
Yeah. What is that noise? How does that relate to you were busy?
Well, I was competing.
Oh, and those are the medals from the competition.
Yes, I competed in everything I could compete in.
Well, it sounds like you did pretty well. There's a bunch of hardware hanging around your neck, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I did. I got lucky.
You got lucky. Yeah. She's actually being humble, everybody, because you are now listening to the World Clown Association All Around Clown for 2022, and that's Jezzy.
Woo!
Yay! Wait. We're gonna have more celebration than this. Yay!
Oh, thanks, Gunky.
To make some noise. I'm so proud of you. So happy for you. Now, listeners may not know, first of all, what a convention is. It's education for clowns. So you learn how to, you know, increase your skills, you know, better your skills, learn new techniques, learn new things. And it's a place where clowns can compete against each other in the hopes that they can get better. So what you were talking about is Jezzy competed in everything she could, every category that she could, and she was awarded a medal in almost every single one of those categories.
Right.
And most of those were what? First places, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, she has so much hardware on that she was able to lock down the World Clown Association All Around Clown.
For All Around Clown, you don't need to compete in balloons or face painting. It's strictly for clowning. So for All Around Clown, you need to participate in makeup and costume, which is my category that I competed in was character clown. So I went as a clown genie. But there's also the classic white face, the comedy white face, the auguste, the character, the tramp hobo, the light auguste, I believe. You can compete in any of those categories. Our category happened to have the most competitors in it was in character this year.
That's what I was going to ask. How many competitors were in the, what was it, character that you were in?
Character, yeah. We had 9 character clowns. There were 6, I believe, auguste clowns. There were 3 hobo tramp clowns. That includes like the bag lady too. And 1 classic white face, and I believe two comedy white face.
Well, those numbers are down compared to what they've had in the past, but you had you had a pretty decent amount in your category though.
Yeah, I think everyone in my category looked fabulous. I really do. I mean, it was a tough category to be in, but all 9 competitors were very, very hard to compete against.
But what I want to throw in here really fast is that you're the all-around clown for the Midwest Clown Association as well.
Yes.
This girl has more medals around her neck.
Right?
She has to have somebody help hold her head up. She's hiring people to do that.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even put my other medals on from the Midwest. You want me to go get them?
Oh, well, no, we don't have that much time left in the podcast.
Okay.
Congratulations. You are a fantastic clown, and I'm proud of you. You're the all-around clown for
Chunky,
both the Midwest.
Yeah.
And the World Clown. I think that's a huge accomplishment that I have huge feet. In addition to your ego? No, I'm kidding. I don't know that I've seen anybody do that since I've been competing. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Gunky.
I'm happy for you. Thanks. So what else besides character makeup that you did?
So I did single skit. And that was with my, like a medium, kind of like a fortune teller, psychic type personality. I just had so much fun with that character that I decided to use it not only for my makeup costume category, but I decided to pull it into a single skit and also my parade ability. So I really enjoyed the genie clown that I was. My skit was all about, I was a kind of like a radio host to my own show that would help people if they had questions and wanted to know their future. And it was kind of related back to the pandemic, because it was so ridiculous, as we all know, and what we've all gone through, but it happened, and I kind of made a little bit of a parody out of that.
Okay, I, with your permission, I'd like to play a little bit of audio.
Oh my gosh.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, that is wonderful. I'm ready for my next caller number 2. What is your question?
Hey, I'm Patrick, and I'm starting a new position traveling globally for sales. Will I be successful?
Ooh, I see you're very successful. But I do not see you traveling globally, or anywhere at all. But I see you with no pants on. On a Zoom call with your clients. Yes, yes. I see you every day traveling from your bedroom to the kitchen. Uh-huh. And I see all your children around the kitchen table too. Yet, and your wife, she's around the kitchen table. And the kids are screaming, "Mom, if Dad doesn't have to wear any pants, why do we?" And your wife is giving you the look. And my vision is
that was cute. All right, now I see. I hope our audience can't see it, but just the whole idea that you were a fortune teller on the radio and you were seeing into 2020, but you could never tell everybody what you saw in 2020. You can only see
this
much, right?
Yeah, right. Just a small part. Then my vision is gone.
And my, I think that should be like a catchphrase now. And my vision is gone. Maybe that's how we'll end our podcast. And our podcast is gone.
And our podcast is gone. Done. Over.
All right. So let's move on past the makeup, single skits. Mm-hmm. And then what else did you do?
Parade-ability was the last thing for going for all-around clown. The Midwest allows 2 minutes of your parade-ability, little performance. And the World Clown allows 30 seconds. But I, you know, in all actuality, I really do enjoy the way Midwest handles their parade-ability, because I like the fact that, because you might want to do something a little different. And having a little more time allows you to do a couple other things. Plus, I like them to be on the level of everybody else. Like when you're walking, I like them to be at that level. Like
at eye level?
They shouldn't, you know, in my opinion, they don't need to be on a stage to do that. And I like the fact that we're not really playing to the judges when they're interspersed with the regular people, because you don't have to really turn and perform to the judges. So I really like the way Midwest handles their parade-ability.
Yeah, I like that too. You can interact with the person next to the judge. You don't want to interact with the judge per se. So if you have something, you have a giveaway,
right?
Give that to the person right next to the judge. They can see what that item is.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you can do something different along that parade route. When I did the lunch lady, I would entertain myself just by changing up my shtick.
Right.
And I had a cart that had 4 or 5 different items in it. So I would pull out different items. So my routine changed the entire parade route. It entertained me as well as the crowd. All right. We'll roll back to the World Clown Association.
Yeah.
So we've got makeup, we've got skit, and we've got parade-ability.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I did balloon competition. That was interesting because I think they added one extra competition from when I remember, which made it harder because, so there's 4 balloons you must make and you only have 1 hour, which sounds like a lot, but the type of stipulations that they want make it very difficult to do something within that time period. So the first balloon they want you to do is a single balloon. And it has to be a 160 or 260. That's just the type of balloon it is. Everything, you know, has to be made with one balloon. And then the next category of balloons is multiple balloon, but you have to use the same type. So if I'm starting with the 260s, which is a very common balloon twisting balloon.
Balloon. Yeah, what most people think of is balloon animals. Balloon is a 260.
Mm-hmm. But if I want to make something out of, you know, with a 260 in the multiple, I have to use all 260s. So I can't vary it up. I can't use a 260, then a 160 or a round or whatever like that. I have to use all of the same type. And then the third category, which I don't remember because this is a new one, was a large balloon sculpture, which means they wanted 3 inches or bigger of a balloon, but you must still use the same type of balloon. You can't vary that either. So if I wanted to use, there's 350s and 360s, which means 3 inches around, 50 or 60 inches long, you have to use whatever you choose, you have to use throughout the whole balloon sculpture. So if, say you decided to use 5-inch rounds, just a 5-inch round balloon, you need to use 5-inch rounds for the entire sculpture.
Oh wow.
You cannot vary it. So that was challenging. And then the last one was kind of creative, anything goes. You can also, you can use any type of balloon. You can use printed balloons. You can add something to it by glue or adhesives as long as it's stuck to the balloon. So that's kind of more creative and you can you know, make it fancy. But
kind of more like a balloon sculpture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you make?
So for my single balloon, I made a little bear with a little bow tie. And then for my multiple,
do you want to hold that up for the audience?
Yeah,
so
right
they,
here.
So they can see it. Okay.
What do you guys think? For my multiple, I did a snake. For my large sculpture, I did a giraffe. And for my multiple creative, everything goes type thing, I did a juggling clown.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
And so cute. Awesome. So a variety of topics. And your snake wasn't just a 260, just kind of bent.
Yeah, I did a certain weave that I learned. So it was kind of cool.
Okay, very cool.
And then I did a face painting competition. And that one, you must do three different things. One is a cheek art. So it has to be small enough to fit on a cheek. And the second one is a full face. So it has to at least, if you divide your face into quadrants, four quadrants, it has to be at least three out of four quadrants used.
Oh, okay.
And then the last one is kind of the same, like the balloons, like anything goes. You can do anything. You could do a cheek art, but you could do full face, you could do a mask, you could do something on your arm, and you can also use glitter in that category. You can use anything that will stick, like gems or feathers or whatever else, to kind of highlight your face art. So.
Okay. So did you have to do all three of those categories for the face painting competition?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing for balloons. You have to do all four balloons and you have to do all three face paints. Yeah.
Okay. So is that all the categories you competed in?
I also competed in group skits.
Oh, yeah. Group skits. All right. So who'd you do group skits with and what'd you do?
So it was Lorelai Jacobs, Irene Sputik, and Gloria Sterrett. And
all female cast.
Yes.
Okay.
And we did an old classic called Stealing the Show. It's a cute classic skit. It was fun to do with all of these ladies. Yeah.
Okay. And for the record, how did you place in that one?
First place.
So Lorelai got a first. Irene got a first, and so did Gloria. Congratulations to you guys, to the whole group. I'm happy for you. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a little break here.
Okay.
You exercise your ears for a second, and we'll be right back.
Whoever coined the phrase, "send in the clowns," didn't realize these two would arrive, postage due.
All right, so we're back and we're talking to Jazzy. She attended the World Clown Association Convention and was supposed to give us an update daily.
I know.
But that didn't happen. So now what we're going to do, young lady,
yes.
Now you have to give our listeners a little rundown of each day.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can do that.
So you kind of did day one. We had a little day one podcast, but let's just hit the highlights from each day. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So talk to me about day one.
So day one was Monday, March 7th, and there was like a welcome to the WCA. They had a little orientation if you were a first timer. And then they also had a competition meeting. So anybody that wanted to compete or anybody that was judging, they would go to this meeting to kind of just go over rules and ask any questions that they would have. And then the vendor room opened. So then you heard me with Paula in the vendor room and Mr. Puppet.
But before you go too far, why is my credit card maxed out?
Good stuff.
Like what?
Julia was there representing Moose Burger.
Okay.
Priscilla Moose Burger. So she had her lovely costumes and makeup and socks and wigs and just everything.
So anything you could put on a clown, she had.
Yeah, she has that. And then next to her was Dave Hill. And he was more doing selling, you know, magic and little prop things. And also he has a new new little speaker system. And then we had Chad from the Red Nose Factory. He was selling all of his wonderful, awesome noses that don't need strings or glue.
Oh, yes.
He's a creator, and he makes all of them by hand. And you, if I'm not mistaken, bought yourself a couple noses over there, Gunky.
Yeah, I managed to get my credit card back for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And got a couple of noses. They're amazing. Yeah. They like Jazzy said, they don't require any nose glue or a string to keep them on. They literally clip to your nose. It's the hot thing, if you ask me, in clowning right now. All right, enough of a commercial for Chad. Let's just keep going through the vendors.
Okay, so then we had Randy Christensen had some of his stuff, and he has some nice skit books and some music he sells. He had some of his LOL t-shirts. Across from him is Roy Stone. He was, he's, you know, the badge guy, did the name badges. He also does tons of specialty custom magic props.
Magic props. Beautiful and very graphic.
Yes.
His talent is graphics. Yeah,
definitely. And his name tags are nice because they have that magnetic, so you don't have to pin them. You can. He also has the pinning backing on it, but the magnets are really strong and are great.
I think he does like backdrops too, if I'm not
mistaken. Oh, he does backdrops too, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So some beautiful eye-catching work for sure.
And then Steve the Tax Man. He had all of his books that he'd written about people in self-employed and taxes and, you know, just very informative stuff that it will be helpful for performers.
To the business side of performance.
The business end of everything. And then Mr. Puppet was there, and he was selling some of some puppets and some, it was kind of some antique.
Memorabilia kind of things?
Puppets and everything. And I bought a puppet from him. She's so cute. Her name is Ginger. And she kind of comes across as like a little tooth fairy girl.
Okay.
But, and she's got a little gap in her teeth. And
I too got a little something from Mr. Puppet.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
Share with the class.
I got a marionette. He didn't have that particular marionette with him, so he's going to ship it to me.
Okay.
But I got it's a puppy dog. It's a little dog. It was one in his collection, and he was willing to part with it. So yeah, I got a puppet from Mr. Puppet. So who can say that, right? How many people can say they got a puppet from Mr. Puppet?
Across from him too is Paula Biggio. Her specialty really, I have to say, is probably face painting, the paints, the brushes, the stencils, the glitter, the glue, the glitter stencils. But she also does sell some really neat novelty things, because one of the things that she showed me, and she knows how to sell me, Gunky. Like, oh, Jazzy, did you take a look at our LED lighted glowing juggling balls, blah, 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 and they were awesome. She also does she has some puppets. She does have some second, very gently used costumes.
Costumes, yeah, gently used costumes.
And, you know, some socks and some knickknacks and just a whole bunch of good stuff.
She tends to fill in the gaps that anybody else doesn't have. Paula's probably got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had Mark. He was a magic guy. Lots of magic stuff. They also did a lot of puppets, too. Had a lot of puppets in their setup. So
that sounds like a really well-rounded dealer room.
Yes, it was. It was lovely.
Now let's scroll back through day one.
Okay, so we had some classes on mime and movement by Karen Hoyer, the self-employment. That's the tax guy. Okay, that's Steve Schneider. And then Not Your Ordinary Balloons by Kenesha. Picture Perfect Posing by Marilyn. She's our
photographer.
Photographer, thank you. And then Makeup Lab by Julia Swanson. But Priscilla Mooseberger's daughter, and then Advanced Magic by Mark Miller. And then we had dinner, and then after dinner, we had Karen Hoyer performing. She was one of our top featured performers, so she got to perform that night. And she's very, oh my gosh, she's very physical. She does everything silent. So she does silent clowning, she's mimes. She did this awesome little kind of puppet-esque routine. She's just a joy to watch. She's funny. She's very creative, and
she in the course of her routine, I wasn't there, but I've seen her perform before.
Right.
She takes on the persona of different characters throughout her show. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. You know, it's the level we all hope to get to at some point.
It's what you aspire to be when you grow up, right, Jesse?
Yes. I want to be Karen Hoyer. Are we on to day two yet?
Yes, day two.
We had started the day with a worship service from Randy and Kenesha. And Roy was there too. He was doing a lot of things. Then bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning, we had our makeup competition. We had to wake up very early to prepare ourselves for the makeup competition. Yeah, it was very, very early. So then they had a couple classes, Humanitarian Day by Kenesha, some balloon donation location for some of the balloons that we make so we can spread joy to other people, Caring for Clown Shoes by John Joseph, birthday parties, Mr. Puppet. In the afternoon, there was Clowning with an Instrument by Julia, Simple Magic, Dave Hill. Then we had our balloon competition. So that's where we spend an hour trying to dazzle with balloons.
Okay.
Costume details again, Julia, juggling with Randy Christensen, giving them the bang for the buck, and silent comedy by Angel Ocasio. That was awesome because he's a silent performer as well. And that's in the evening, he was our highlighted performer.
So let me stop you there.
Yeah.
This convention had multiple headliners.
We had three.
Three. That doesn't happen.
Believe it or not. No, it does not. And it's so nice because each one of them had their night to perform. And then the other two nights, there's the theme party, and then the skit performances was also part of the entertainment one night. Tuesday was Angel's spot in the sun, spotlight, because he got to do his show. And our theme party was after his show. And he is a wonderful silent clown performer. He was hysterical. Yeah, he was a joy to watch and learn, and another one to aspire to try to get to that level of clowning. So
let me pause you right there.
Yeah.
Because now you just hit on a couple things that I wanted to highlight for our audience.
Did I hit on it?
You did. Well, you reminded me of something.
Okay.
Karen Hoyer, by the way, has her own podcast.
Yes.
And it's called Mime Radio. So if you're interested in clowning, that may be something you want to check out. So we'll cross promote that. And Angel, we're going to see if we can't get a hold of Karen and or Angel and interview them, because we've already interviewed Mr. Puppet.
Yes.
We thought maybe we'd bring some of their talents to our podcast.
Yes. So
they've agreed verbally. So we just need to work out the logistics to bring them
twist
on
their board. Arms twist their arms, guys.
And we'll share some of their wisdom and insights with you. So you're at day two.
Yeah, day two has Angel's
I'm tired already, and you're only in day two. We got to speed this up a little faster.
Okay, well then after Angel's show was the reunion theme party, and guess who was the DJ?
Who?
You're talking to her.
Oh my goodness. So you're competing, you're maxing out credit cards, and you're DJing, and
I'm
you're
DJ
going to
Jazzy
all the classes.
Spin. Yes.
I'm just trying to build a case for our listeners so they know why you didn't make a podcast while you were there.
Ah, yeah. I DJed for the rest of that night.
That also tells me why clowns wear makeup, so you don't see the dark bags under their eyes.
Amen.
At a convention from
Amen. Yeah, because I was like, you guys, I got to wrap this DJ thing up, because at 9 o'clock the next morning was face painting competition.
Oh, wow. All right, so let's move to day three.
So day three, face painting competition at 9 o'clock in the morning. There were there was a class on clowning for seniors by Harry Witt, Avoiding Amateurism by Randy Christensen, Pocket Magic by Mark Miller, Movement for All by Kenny Ahern. So at 1:30, groups get competition started. So we did that. And during that was How to Be Funny by Angel Ocasio and Performing in Nose by Chad from Red Nose Factory, Credibility class by John Joseph. And at 4 o'clock was the Variety Arts competition. There was also Beginning Face Painting with Paula Biggio, Working the Crowd by Kenny Ahern. There was a little break for dinner. And then we had single skits competition at 7 o'clock in the evening. So that was when it was open to the public. Anybody could go and watch the single skits competition.
What I'm also picking up and I want to highlight for our listeners is that the vendors, if you listen to the names, the vendors are also teaching classes. So the headliners are vendors and headliners and teaching classes. Participants are teaching classes, which we'll get to in a minute. And the other vendors are teaching classes. Yes. So everybody is totally involved all throughout the convention. Hardly anybody sleeps. It is a whirlwind of activity. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You can you can do as little as you want, or you can do as much as you want. Let's go to day four. What we're also not telling you is you guys had some special guests there as well.
Yeah, we had David Arquette. Those of you that don't know, he did buy the rights to Bozo, and he had his Jozo Bozo there, which is a female clown, and she's taken on the persona of Jozo Bozo. She's a young African-American woman, and she's a delight. And she is energy beyond energy. And she was there, and also Nunu. He was there from, he used to be in Cirque du Soleil. So the three of them were there and their posse. They were doing a documentary, I think, at some point that hopefully we'll see that.
They were there the whole week, right?
They were there the whole week, yes.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay.
Yeah. Absorbing themselves into the clowning world and their first WCA convention.
How do you think that, how did the clowns receive them?
Very well. They wanted them to be there, and they wanted to be there, and the two worlds collided and met with just, it was positive. Everything was very positive because he's trying to promote positive clowning, as are we.
So yeah, he's trying to, what we're doing, he's also trying to bring out or highlight positive things in clowning for people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we're very happy about that. So day four, in the morning, general membership meeting. And then we had a class on Mr. and Mrs. Claus by Paula and Rich. Walk around props, Dave Hill. We had some comedy writing with Mr. Puppet, which I saw, that was excellent. And gospel clowning and mission trips with Kenesha. And then right after lunch, there was the Parade-ability competition. I obviously was in that as well. And then balloon decor with a twist from Eve from Pioneer Balloons. And Cito did a class.
Yeah, I just want to take a minute to highlight that he's also a healthcare worker.
Yes. And
being what we've been through the last couple of years, I want to give him his props for being a healthcare worker and being a clown. So I want to give Cito some props. So thank you very much for
Thanks,
your...
Cito. Angel Ocasio had a class, Partners in Comedy, which was just, you know, how to work with a partner, basically. And Intermediate Face Painting by Deborah Miller.
Do you think we should take that class?
Most definitely. So that would help us out. Dinner, and then Mr. Puppet performed. So our last feature performer performed that night, and he was brilliant. That man performed just the heart out of that stage. He was doing hand puppets. He did marionettes. His comedy was spot on. Everyone was roaring with laughter. It was just a wonderful show to see. And then we had a Q&A with our special guests of David Arquette, J. Joe Zobozo and Nunu were our special guests, giving them a chance to talk about why they're there, what they want to do, have us ask any questions we wanted to. And it was just kind of a nice coming together of the minds of the clown, you know, what we're going to be doing going forward. And then, of course, we had a balloon jam that evening. And our final day, we're on the final day, Gunky. We had How to Keep Your Puppet Alive by Bob Abdu, Mr. Puppet. And Staging and Expressive Ideas by Jackie Newton. And I did a class, I lectured on yard art balloon celebrations.
You want to give a little plug to your little company there while we're listening?
Oh, jazzyentertainment.com. And then we had some warm-ups with Karen Hoyer, because she's a, you know, silent clown. She works a lot with movement, mime. And the afternoon we had our WCA scholarship auction. So much fun. So many good things. We did a silent auction and we also had a live auction.
It's more of what I would call a clown prop exchange, or because clowns will bring things from all over the world, all over the country.
Yeah.
Vendors will donate things. So you go and you're like, and you bring stuff trying to, you know, stuff to clean out your clown room or whatever it is. So what happens is you bring stuff, but then all your friends bring stuff and you're like, oh, hey, I could use that. And so, so you just really basically exchange.
Or swapping.
Yeah, clown swap meet, if you will.
And then the awards banquet was at in the evening.
And the awards banquet is where you got what, all that stuff. Go ahead.
I think these will go with anything I wear.
Are you going to wear them for like the rest of the year or?
I believe so, yes.
So everybody will hear Jazzy coming from at least a half a mile away.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Saturday, everyone leaves to go home. But we were supposed to actually, a bunch of clowns were staying one more extra day to go and be part of the Chicago St. Patrick's Day parade. And we had a group of, I want to say 20 maybe clowns or so. It was going to be 10 below and really windy. And the logistics and how long we would have had to be out there, it was asking a lot physically out of people that I just don't think they were really prepared for. Mm-hmm. So they, and for health and safety reasons, I don't think it was safe truly to be out there, because the clowns won't want to wear jackets, right? Because everyone,
you got a costume on.
Right. And for you not to wear and be out there, we would have to meet at 7 a.m. The parade started at noon. The parade was designated to last 3 hours.
That's 8 hour commitment right there.
It was just a lot, asking a little too much from our group. So we decided to pivot and went to, I think it was Northbrook Court Mall.
Okay.
And they paraded, they were gracious enough to allow the clowns to come and parade around the mall and just spread their joy that way. So that was nice.
In a warmer environment, because I think that's the big thing too. I don't want people to think that the clowns didn't want to make that commitment. It was that it was minus 10 degrees in Chicago.
Yes.
And for that many hours, clowns are a huge giving, loving and committed bunch, but this just circumstances were beyond their control.
And I know a lot of them wanted to, and they were like willing to do it, but I know they would have loved to have done it. The next day it was 58 degrees. So go figure, that's Chicago weather. So that is what you missed, you guys.
Do you see what you missed? Do you see why she was so busy? Do you see why we missed out on, we missed you on the podcast?
Do you forgive me? Do you forgive me?
I forgive you. Only the listeners can say if they forgive you.
Okay, you guys write in. Let us know if you forgive me. Please forgive me.
I think we can forgive her. Especially when I look at all the medals around your neck there. Yeah, I can. That tells me that you were so busy. I completely understand. Before we let you go, Jazz.
Yeah.
Can you give me a highlight? Why would somebody want to come to a convention, and what was a highlight for you?
But I mean, the highlight for me to be in my clown community with my clown people. They have the same thoughts and feelings and heart, and we exchange ideas, and it just gets your, it's good. It's just good creatively, because I come home from these conventions with like all these ideas. I want to do this. I'm, you know, you're just motivated. It's just a, it's recharging your batteries for doing what we do.
Because I think this convention was especially important for many clowns that were there.
Yeah.
Because they haven't had been able to have that convention for the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
So everybody has been itching for relationship, community, and then you throw in the competitions, the classes, the camaraderie that's there. And I think everybody was really, really, really excited just to be back together. And I think that also helped recharge your batteries. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. Just to see everybody. I didn't even want to, I was packed up to go home. And Angel Ocasio was in the lobby with Harry Witt, and they were just chatting. And I was like, I don't have to go back right this second. So I sat there because their flight was, you know, in an hour or so. So we just talked, and, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to have a long conversation because you are, you know, especially me, I was running. So I told Angel, because he plays the ukulele, I said, that's one of the things that I brought that I didn't get a chance to do or jam or anything. And he brought out his ukulele. He played and sang a song for me. I videoed it. He allowed that. And then I went to my car and I got mine out, and we jammed right before they left for the airport. And that was a super highlight for me, just to get a chance to do that. That's the stuff. That's just being around these people.
The community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's like a family.
It's a calm family. We all support each other. We all encourage each other. We're all positive about what we do. And we want everybody to grow and get better and just, you know, exchange ideas.
And I think if you're ever considering going to a convention, do it. Just do it. Even try it for one day. Just try it. You'll learn things you never knew before, and you'll meet some people that I'm willing to bet will be your lifelong friends.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thank you. See, I can say a smart thing once in a while.
It is neat. I mean, just as really quick, I mean, doing what we do and meeting, this is the World Clown Convention. So all over the world, will you meet people? You can go to any corner of the world and now probably know someone, have a friend there. And it's just, I can't say enough of how I feel about our clown family.
So you'd be able to have lunch with somebody in Lithuania, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Or a snack with somebody in Singapore.
Right.
Or a meal in Mexico.
Oh, does it have to?
I don't know. It's all around revolving around food.
Or fruit in Florida.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's wrap up this episode. And I want to encourage you, reach out to us if you have somebody you'd like for us to talk to. We have a Facebook page, Slapstick Conversations on Clowning on Facebook. So please just drop us a note there. Tell us somebody you'd like to talk to, or a subject, or whatever.
Forgive Jazzy.
Or what? What?
Forgive me.
Oh, and if you forgive Jazzy, just post a note, say, we forgive you, Jazz.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jazzy.
Same here.
And we'll wrap it up for this edition of Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. I'm your humble hobo host, Gunky. And this is my beautiful co-host, wearing lots of metal,
Jazzy.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate all of our listeners. Please tell your friends. We hope to spread the word of positivity regarding clowning and clown arts.
And our podcast is gone. Done. Over.